from the Let's Talk studio in Peterson House. Yes, we're back at Chatterbox headquarters. David Potten is this month's editor, and he's here to introduce the team. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Tim. It's great to see you back in the sound recorder's booth. And now I can see you wince at my puns. I'm pleased to say almost all our regular readers are here this month. And we will shortly be hearing from Sam Elmhurst, Dorothy Sneasby, Neil Haverson and Tony Stimpson. David Clayton will also be making a contribution. But first, I am delighted to welcome back Angie Kennedy, the editor of Let's Talk. Angie has been away for a time, as she will explain. Angie, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, David. Although we've all been on this very strange journey together during the past 16 months of the pandemic, everyone has had their own individual experience of what it has meant to them. For me, it's been a time of significant personal change too, as I've been undergoing lengthy hospital treatment and a big operation. So while my brilliant colleagues, Terry Redhead and Rachel Bannum, have been working so hard to continue to bring Let's Talk magazine to you, well, I've been in the hands of our amazing NHS and some of the extraordinary people who work for it at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. They have put so much care into their treatment of me that the least I've been able to do is to try and be a good patient. So when they said I should be exercising every day and going for a half-hour walk, well, I took that to heart and I've made it part of my daily routine. To be honest, I've always been a walker and I've always tried to get in my 10,000 steps a day. But starting again with baby steps, getting out for my daily walk has become a big part of my recovery, even if some days it's been more of a shuffle than a march. It's not just the physical movement that I feel is helping my body to regain strength. I really feel that the simple act of putting one foot in front of another is helping me emotionally through this time too. For so many of us, a walk on the beach, out in the countryside or around our neighbourhood is how we find the space to think and breathe again. Through the long months of lockdown, many more people rediscovered the wonders of walking, and I know many who are saying that they will stick with it in the future. Now, with the summer here at last, we've set ourselves a target. Well, more of a treat, really, to enjoy a walk somewhere different in Norfolk or Suffolk each week. We've been following some of the great routes that our walks guide, Graham Cann, shares with us each month in Let's Talk, plus finding some of our own that we'd somehow not managed to visit before. So far, we've had wonderful wanders around the castle and priory ruins at Castle Acre near Swaffham, along the coastal path at Weybourne near Sheringham, from Walcott to Haysborough Lighthouse and on the windswept beach at South Cove near Southwold. We've delighted in the beauty of villages like Kettringham and Sum Leighton and around some of the beautiful Norfolk and Suffolk Broads. This week I had my first trip into Norwich, where I'd worked every day for 25 plus years before lockdown and the start of working from home. It was like meeting up with an old friend again, though taking a walk through the city centre, I was sad to see how many familiar shops have now gone. I'd love to hear from our readers and listeners with any recommendations of favourite walks and with any thoughts about what has helped you get through difficult times. Even if we still have a long road of recovery ahead of us, let's all enjoy the walk there together.
Thank you, Angie. We are not about to enjoy a walk, but we do hope you will enjoy this edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. We're going to be meeting a bevy of interesting visitors, including Jenny Hanley, who has done many different things and is now on national radio, Doreen Wallace, who led the Tithes War in Suffolk, Jonathan Wills, who spent 13 happy years with ITV Anglia News, and Ollie Day, an entertainer who's been around since the 1970s and is still getting bookings. We're going to hear from Derek James about Speedway and Old Wyndham, and as it is midsummer, we will hear about holidays abroad and local opportunities to see dinosaurs. We will go to the cinema to see West Side Story, and we'll hear a story about a cinema. Finally, Neil Haverson will have scones, twice, with Pam Appleby.